This is the Aviat Merli of the 23rd of November, 2025. Original date, the 31st of December, 2007. In the new year, become an endless great donor, endlessly free from obstacles, an endless yogi, and an embodiment of success for all time. Today, Bapdada is seeing a double gathering in front of him. One is of those who are personally sitting in front of him in the corporeal form, and the other is of those who are sitting far away, but who can be seen close to his heart. The soul's light, Atma Deep, is sparkling on the forehead of all the elevated souls of both gatherings. It is such a beautiful, sparkling scene. All of you who are absorbed in love for God, while stable in one thought and one constant stage, are lost in His love with a concentrated intellect, and are looking so beautiful. All of you have arrived here especially to celebrate the new year. Seeing the zeal and enthusiasm of all of you sparkling lamps, Bapdada is pleased to see each soul's light. Today is the day of the confluence. It is farewell to the old year, and there are to be greetings for the new year. The new year means new zeal and enthusiasm. You have enthusiasm for self-transformation. Seeing that you yourselves have attained all attainments, you have enthusiasm in your hearts. People of the world also celebrate this festival. For them, it is a festival of just one day, whereas for you lucky and lovely children, every day of the confluence age is a festival, because you have the enthusiasm of happiness. People of the world ignite extinguished lamps and celebrate the new year, whereas Bapdada and you and all the ignited lamps have come here from everywhere to celebrate the festival of the new year. This custom and system of celebrating is just in name, but all of you are in fact the ignited lamps. Each of you is able to see your sparkling lamp, are you not? You are imperishable lamps. So, for the new year, have you made some new plans in your heart for yourself and for the souls of the world? After midnight, the new year will begin. So, how will you especially celebrate this year? Just as you will bid farewell to the old year, in the same way, have all of you had the thought of bidding farewell to your old thoughts and old sanskars? Together with the old year, you will also bid farewell to the old thoughts and put into a practical form thoughts filled with new zeal and enthusiasm, will you not? So think about it. What newness will you bring about in yourselves? What wave of new zeal and enthusiasm will you spread? Of what special thoughts will you spread the vibrations? Have you thought about it? For the souls of the whole world, all of you Brahmins are the instruments for transformation. You are the foundation of the world. You are their ancestors and worthy of worship. So this year, what vibrations will you spread with your elevated attitude? Just as matter is able to spread vibrations of winter, summer, or spring, in the same way, what vibrations will you, conquerors of matter and masters of matter, spread, through which souls will be able to experience happiness and comfort for even a short time? For this, Bap Dada is signalling to you, whatever treasures you have received, use those treasures in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. In particular, do not let the treasure of time go to waste. Let not even a second be wasted, but put it to use. Use time in a worthwhile way. Use every breath in a worthwhile way. Use every thought in a worthwhile way. Use every power in a worthwhile way. And use every virtue in a worthwhile way. Celebrate this year as the year for becoming an embodiment of success. Because success is your birthright. Use that birthright and become embodiments of success. Because the success of the present time will remain with you for many births. The reward for using your present time in a worthwhile way is that you will receive the fruit of success for half a cycle. Your reward for using your present time in a worthwhile way will be received for all time. By using your breath in a worthwhile way, look, as a result of your breath being used in a worthwhile way, all of you souls will remain healthy for all time in the future. There will be no mention of illness. There will be no departments of doctors. What will the doctors have become? They will have become kings. They will have become the masters of the world. However, at this time, because you use your breath in a worthwhile way, all of you souls will receive the reward of remaining healthy. In the same way, as a result of the treasure of this knowledge being used in a worthwhile way, everyone will become so sensible and powerful in your own kingdom that there will be no need to take any advice from any advisor there. You yourselves are sensible and powerful. As a reward for using all your powers in a worthwhile way, you receive two special powers, the two authorities of religion and of ruling your kingdom. When you use your treasure of virtues in a worthwhile way, the result of that is your deity status, which means one who has imbibed divine virtues. Along with that, in this last birth, when they worship your non-living images, what praise do they sing? You are full of all virtues. So you automatically receive the reward of your success of this time. Therefore, check. You have received the treasures. You have become full of the treasures. But to what extent have you used them in a worthwhile way for yourselves and for the world. You will bid farewell to this old year. Therefore, what treasures that you have accumulated in this old year have you used in a worthwhile way, and to what extent? Check this, and in the coming year, instead of wasting these treasures, you definitely have to use these treasures in a worthwhile way. Let no treasure go to waste for even a second. You have been told earlier that a second of the confluence age is not just a second, but it is equivalent to a year. Do not think that you have just wasted 1 second or 1 minute. To allow anything to be wasted is called carelessness. The aim of all of you is to become complete and perfect, the same as Father Brahma. So Father Brahma used all his treasures in a worthwhile way, from the beginning until the last day. You saw the practical proof of that. He became a perfect angel. You also saw your lovely daddy. She used everything in a worthwhile way, and she constantly increased the zeal and enthusiasm of everyone to inspire them to use everything in a worthwhile way. So, according to the drama, she became a special instrument to play an alokic part for world service. So, this year, from tomorrow, all of you have to keep your charts every day. What and how much was used in a worthwhile way, and how much was wasted? At Amritvela, have this determined thought. Become an embodiment of this awareness. Success is my birthright. Success is the garland around my neck. To be an embodiment of success is to become equal. You have love for Father Brahma, do you not? So what did Father Brahma love the most? Do you know what he loved? The Murli. Even on the last day, he did not miss the Murli class. In becoming equal, check whatever Father Brahma loved, .. The proof of having love for Father Brahma is that you also easily and naturally have love for everything that the Father loved. What was the other speciality of Father Brahma? He was constantly alert. He didn't have any carelessness. Even on the last day, he played his part of doing service with such alertness. Even though his body was weak, he remained very alert and did not sit with any support. And he even made everyone else alert. He departed after giving you the mantra of three things. You all remember these, do you not? So to the extent that you remain alert and follow him accordingly, carelessness will finish. Bapdada keeps hearing words of carelessness in particular. You know them, do you not? If you constantly continue to revise and realize these three words, incorporeal, egoless and viceless, in your mind, you will automatically become equal easily and naturally. First of all, use everything in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. Bapdada saw the children's result of 1 year. What did he see? You have become great donors. But you now have to become endless, constant donors. Underline the word endless. There is now a need to be endless yogis and endlessly free from obstacles. Can you remain endless? Can you? Those sitting in the front row, can you become endless? If you are able to do that, raise your hands. Those who are able to do it, can you do it? You can do it. Even those from Madhuban are raising their hands. Bapdada first looks at those from Madhuban. He has love for Madhuban. Baba looks at everyone from Shantivan, Pandav Bhavan, and all of Daddy's arms, the different places around Madhuban, with a lot of attention. If you have become endless, then keep busy spreading power with your minds. Serve with words with this knowledge and serve with your actions by donating virtues and giving the cooperation of virtues. Nowadays, whether it is souls who don't have this knowledge or Brahmin souls, it is necessary to give them the donation of virtues and the cooperation of virtues. If you yourself in a simple way easily become a sample, then through your being an embodiment of virtues, others will automatically receive that cooperation. Nowadays, Brahmin souls also want to see a sample. They don't want to hear any more. What do you say amongst yourselves? Who has become that? So everyone wants to see others as embodiments of virtues in a practical way. So there is a practical need for giving the cooperation or donations of virtues through your actions. No one wants to hear anymore. Everyone wants to see. So now pay this particular attention. I will continue to serve others with this knowledge with words. And I have to continue to do that. I mustn't stop doing that. But with my thoughts and actions, I now have to spread these vibrations with my mind. Spread this current. Vibrations or a current can reach someone even while you are sitting at a distance. With your good wishes and pure feelings, and by serving with your mind, you are able to give vibrations or a current to any soul. So this year, firstly, donate the vibrations of the power of your mind, a current with your powers and the cooperation of virtues with your actions. Give the donation of virtues to those who don't have this knowledge. You give gifts at the new year, do you not? So this year, you yourselves must become embodiments of virtues and give the gift of virtues. You serve them the toli of virtues, do you not? When you meet them, you give them toli, do you not? They become happy when you give them toli, do they not? Even souls who have left Baba remember the toli. They forget everything else, but they do remember the toli. So what toli will you give this year? Serve them with the toli of virtues. Have a picnic of virtues, because according to the closeness of the time and according to the signals from Daddy, it is possible, as with the father, The time will be completed suddenly at any time. This is why you have to become equal to the Father and give the return of Daddy's love. So whatever need there is to be cooperative with your thoughts and actions, do not think about what others are like or that I will become that when that one becomes that. You have to become number one. Therefore, do not think, I will become that when that one becomes that. In that case, that one would become number one, and you would become number two. Do you want to become number two or number one? If you were to tell others to claim number two, would they take it? All of them would say that they want to claim number one. So first of all, become an instrument. Why do you wait for others to become instruments? Make yourself an instrument. What did Father Brahma say? In every respect, he made himself an instrument and then made others instruments. He played his part of, O Arjuna, I have to take the initiative. I have to become an instrument. I have to do this. Others will do something when they see me doing it. Not that I will do it when I see others doing it. Others will do it when they see me doing it. This was Father Brahma's first lesson. So did you hear what you have to do? Become an embodiment of success. An embodiment of success who uses everything in a worthwhile way. An endless donor. Maya will then not have the courage to come to you. When you become endless great donors, when you remain constant servers, when you keep busy, when your minds and intellects are servers, then where would Maya go? So what are you going to become this year? Let the same sound emerge from all your hearts. This is what Bap Dada wants. And what is that sound? No problem complete. There are no problems, but you have to become complete. Have the determined faith in your intellects that you have to become a close bead in the rosary of victory. Is that all right? You have to become that, do you not? Those from Madaban, you have to become that, do you not? No problem? No complaints? Those who have this courage, raise your hands. No problem. Wow. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Look, the practical proof of faith is spiritual intoxication. If there isn't spiritual intoxication, there isn't faith either. It means there isn't full faith, that there is only a little faith. So have intoxication. What is the big deal? Do you remember for how many cycles you have become equal to the Father? You have become that countless times. So have this intoxication. I became that, I am that, and I will continue to become that again and again. Let this intoxication be constantly visible in your actions. Not in your thoughts, not in your words, but in your actions. Actions means it is visible in your behaviour and on your face. So you have received your homework, have you not? You have you not? Now, shall we see whether you become number wise or claim number one? Acha. Bapdada has received many cards, letters, emails, and love and remembrance through the computer. Bapdada is making each one emerge in front of him and giving love, remembrance and blessings from his heart to you children who are seated on the heart throne while sitting at a distance. To each of you personally by name and speciality, Bapdada knows that you all have love, and especially at Amrit Vela. Bapdada especially gives a response to you Brahmin souls for your love and remembrance. This is why you have made many good cards. You place the cards here on the stage, but they reach Bapdada beforehand in the subtle region. Acha. To all you children everywhere who are sparkling lights of souls, to the children who always use everything in a worthwhile way and are embodiments of success, to those who are endless great donors, endlessly free from obstacles, those who are endless in this knowledge and in being yogyukt, and to those who do three types of service at the same time by serving through the atmosphere with their minds, by serving with words, and by serving with actions through their behavior and faces. When all three types of service take place at the same time, you will then create an impact not on those who say that this is good, but on those who are to become good. To all the children who become images of experience and give others an experience, multi-million-fold love and remembrance from Bapdada for the new year, blessings and the throne of the heart make you constantly seated in the heart. Therefore, to all you children everywhere who are either personally in front of Baba or who are far away but seated on the heart throne, to all of you personally, by name and your speciality, love, remembrance and namaste. Those who have come for the first time, stand up. Wave your hands. Look, half the class has come for the first time. Those who are at the back, wave your hands. It is being shown on the TV. There are many of you. Lots and lots of congratulations from the heart of Bapdada to those who have come for the first time. Also, please accept love and remembrance from the heart. Just as you have come now, so those who have come now have this blessing from Bapdada. May you remain immortal. Blessing. May you put a garland of virtues around those who defame you and become a special deity and a great soul. Nowadays, when a special soul is welcomed, a physical garland is put around his neck, and in return he takes it off and puts it on the person who garlanded him. In the same way, garland with a garland of virtues anyone who defames you, and that person will automatically return the garland of virtues to you. This is because to put a garland of virtues on someone who causes you defamation guarantees that he becomes a devotee of yours for birth after birth. This giving is really receiving many times over. This speciality makes you into a special deity and a great soul. Slogan: make the attitude of your mind constantly powerful, and even something that has gone bad will then become good. Aviat signal, increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhe. No matter how much of a tug of war there may be between the tasks to be carried out, even if your intellect is very busy doing service, try being bodiless at such a time. Real service can never be a bondage, because a yogyukt and yuktiyukt server remains constantly beyond while doing service. It isn't that you are unable to become bodiless because there is too much service to do. Remember that it is not your service, but that the Father has given it to you to do, and you will then remain free from any bondage. Om Shanti.